A room full of questions. All right. This time, of course, is prompting that sort of response internally as well as externally. And so we would like to talk to you about your spirit and questions. The most important thing about questions is to know which part of yourself you should use to ask the question and to receive the answer. If you look at how you work in your daily life, do you stand in front of a light that will not light and say, why will it not light? What did I do that this light is not lighting? What does this mean in terms of universal power that other lights are lighted, but this light is not? I have friends whose lights are lighting, but my light is not lighting. We are only using this as an example of how maddening questions can be if you are not consulting the right part of yourself to ask the question and to receive the answer. Now, if we go back to the beginning, and of course this often happens to us, let us say a small child runs in and plugs in the light. So we have had an enormous amount of energy, an enormous amount of questioning, because we did not actually ask the correct question, which is the lamp plugged in? So we would like you to think of yourself and say, when you plug yourself in, which is to say when you are in alignment with your mind and your body and your spirit, you are going to have a good fix on which part of you to use to ask your question, which part of you you are going to use to receive your answer. Now, when we are asking questions, we want to become aware of levels, because there are many levels of questions. If we start at level one, then it is, do I have to get out of bed? That is very often Channel's question in the morning. And there is nothing wrong with that question, because of course she does, and of course you do, and of course we all do. But if we go all of the way up to the top and we say, what is the meaning of my life? Now, if you look at this difference, you will understand that you do not answer these questions with the same part of yourself. The one about getting out of bed is about work and life to do and things that I have obligations about. The one at the very top seems like a mystery, and there is a reason that it seems like a mystery. It seems like a mystery because it requires you to find your spirit and to align your spirit with Source, with the creative Source, with God, however you understand that. And not only that, but after you have done that, to enter into a process of enlightenment. And we do not mean that in any cliched way. But when you are asking about the purpose of your life, it does not have the same answer as why do I have to get out of bed? It is not even on the same level at all. And that is why it is going to require a bit more of you than some of the questions that we ask on other levels. Now, why do we think this is? We have been taught to, in our particular cultural setting here, to lead with the mind. Now, why is that not always a good idea? Because the mind is not the ruler of all the levels. The mind is intended to be the servant of the higher levels. It is fine to consult the mind about the getting out of bed part. That is fine. But the meaning of your life part? No. That is about information that you are going to receive through the highest level of your spirit and the universe. And how are you going to receive it? Not through your intellect. So this is not a question that the mind answers. It is a question that the mind facilitates once the energy and the information in that energy has come through to you. Now, this seems like something of a heavy lesson to be speaking to you about at the end of the year, but we are preparing you for the beginning of a year where this process is very important. Now, when you threaten the power of the mind, you are going to spin, because the mind does love to believe that it is in control. So when you ask a question that is a higher level question, the mind says, I'll answer that. I know that. I'll do some research on that. I'll find out from other people. Oh, this is a danger. From other people what your purpose is. This is never going to work for you. Not ever. Because until spiritual information is integrated into your energy body, into your body, and until the intuitive button is turned up to a high volume, you are going to have a very hard time getting the whole picture of your purpose here, of who you really are, of your identity, of all of the really high-level things. And we believe you have heard a saying, we probably will not get it completely right, but it is about doing the same thing over and over and over and expecting to get a different outcome. So we only mention this because if you have done this about your purpose, if you have done this even about your spiritual identity, and you have done it over and over and over again, and you still do not know what you need to know, then you know that the head is in charge, because it simply does not have that information. And because it does not have that information, you will find yourself very unsatisfied. And now, since we hear these questions from around the room, we will answer the question we hear. How do you find it then? Here is what we want you to know. We are going to give you some links. We are going to give you some links. One of them is that you are going to get your best meditations and you are going to get your best information in a meditative state. And when we do the meditation together tonight, we will do a meditation that you can continue when you are looking for your purpose. The second link that we want you to have is that it must be found, this information, through your intuitive senses. It cannot be interfered with by things outside of you. So that we want you to keep in mind. And we will give you one other link, and that is the knowledge that your identity and your purpose are already in you. So what we are looking for here is not the discovery of your purpose on the planet, but we are looking for the discovery of the purpose that is already in you. So we want to congratulate you for moving through this very interesting year and still being whole. And we want to tell you that with the starting of the new year, which is not very far away, your purpose and your identity may be the two most important things that you learn about in the coming year. The world needs you in your finest self, as you truly are with your purpose revealed to you. So, we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together, and then we will do a meditation that will help you to center the material. So, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Know that your breath is sacred, and that with every breath you take, if you know that your breath is sacred, it will draw to you the most sacred parts of yourself and of the universe. So breathe in, exhale. Feel the energy of peace, the blue energy that calms and soothes and makes you balanced. Feel it in the air all around you and breathe in that peace. Exhale fear. Open the crown and feel a bright golden sun above your head. And know this sun connects you to the very center of the creative power of the universe. And know that that creative power of the universe has filled this sun. And that that sun spills its energy into your open crown. Open your crown and receive your birthright, the power in which you were created is the power now that enters your body, your energy, your knowing. Feel that golden light come into your third eye. And feel the third eye remember what it knows. Remember all that it knows. And let the golden light displace any energy of doubt or fear that you might have had in the past. Let it leave your body. And your knowing is the knowing of the creative force. Feel the golden light flow down into your throat and displace anything in your throat that would make you less than what you are. Let the power of this light remove that energy from your communication center so that you are now free to speak as who you are, worthy, strong, loved, wise. Feel the golden light flow into your heart center. And feel the places in your heart that have been hurt, places that have been turned from light to doubt, turning back to light again. Let the golden light sweep through your heart center and sweep out old patterns, old ways of speaking or being that make you anything less than you truly are. Feel the swelling of the heart as it begins to grow again and return to you your purpose, your worth, your power. Feel the golden light flow down and into your solar plexus. And let the solar plexus remember joy. Remember how it is to feel light on the earth. Remember how it is to hold love in your body. And feel that knowing displace all other emotions that may have caught there. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the second center. And feel the light, the golden light, begin to turn and remove from the second center shame, judgment, guilt, any of the things that were imposed upon you in a time when you did not know your power. Know your power in the second center. Feel all of those things leaving you and see a beautiful waterfall appear in the second center. And know that this is the function of the second center, to simply wash away things that move through your life, through your body, through your experiences, to simply wash them out of your body, since they were not intended to be held there. See the waterfall, how strong and beautiful and clear it is. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into your root. And feel this golden light making a column of power from the universe to you, down through your body and into your root. And let that golden light begin to reflect what your heart already knows, so that your root begins to serve you by showing you what you wish to create. Feel it changing as the golden light aligns its function with all of the other centers of your body. Now bring your attention into your heart center. And see in your heart that there is a beautiful temple. And it is the temple that holds the essence of all that you are. The experience of every lifetime you ever lived, of every inspiration you ever felt, of every gift you were ever given. And simply look at the temple. And as you walk into the temple, see that there is an altar. And rest your mind and allow yourself to know what is on the altar. Rest the mind. Watch the altar give you your gift. And see that behind this altar, there is a teacher who walks with you every day of your life and connects you to what is highest and best for you. Breathe in this teacher's energy. And allow yourself to hear a word. Rest the mind, hear a word, and remember it. Now walk with your teacher to a place that has been prepared for you. And when you are in this place, simply look around and see what is there. And know that this place is a place of intuitive connection. And when you choose to come here again, you are empowering your intuitive connection to the center of yourself and to the power of the universe. And now feel this place begin to rain blessings, the blessings that you need. Simply allow that energy to wash over you. Fill your hands with the energy and drink it. Take in as much as you can. Now receive the blessing that your teacher gives you. And thank your teacher for this time and this place. And move this lightened energy in your body. Begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.